3. Holy Redeemer Pentecostal Church had no windows. The reason for this was that it had long ago been decided that nothing from the external world should distract the church's congregants from worship. So the windows that had existed in the storefront where services took place every Sunday and Bible study occurred every Wednesday night had been boarded up with plywood. The look at first had suggested a hurricane was imminent, and because of this, a committee with marginal talent had painted scenes from the Old Testament upon the wood. Jen McDaniels thought the place looked like a preschool now, one where the finger painting had gotten badly out of control. She was inside, along with her mom. Her little brothers were in the children's group that met in an airless, walled-off section of the former shop. It had once been a hair salon, and the kids' section was within the storage and color mixing part of the place. Jen remembered it only too well. She'd spent her formative years there learning Bible stories, while outside in the regular church, the congregation sang, listened to Mr. Sawyer banging the pulpit and preaching his head off, and waited for the Holy Spirit to descend upon them and gift them with tongues. Her mom had already received this gift. Nearly every Sunday, her eyes rolled back in her head, and she began to babble. It didn't matter which part of the service was going on, either. Mr. Sawyer could work himself into a lather about Samson, Delilah, and the scissors, and what all that meant. Like, get a regular haircut, Jen thought. And Kate McDaniels would rise, sway, and begin using nonsense words that came out as a murmur, and then as a moan, and finally a loud exclamation. To Jen, it was an excruciating spectacle, and when people fell into silent awe, Jen wanted to sink into the ground and disappear. She had never been able to figure out why anyone would want the Holy Spirit to bless them this way. It was her intention never to come close to having him, or her, or it, anywhere near her. Kate's ambition for Jen was the opposite. Having tongues was the pinnacle. She meant Jen to reach it. So she'd started her out as a 5-year-old in the storage and color room of the former salon, where Jen learned that the earth was not billions of years.